If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Hebrews chapter 12. I want to begin reading tonight. I want to look for just a moment in time at verse 18, maybe verse 18 through about 28. The Bible says, "For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest." Praise the Lord for that. "And the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched a mount, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the holy city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not they escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shall not shake the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Look at verse 29. "For our God is a consuming fire." I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help tonight on this. We see the Word of God here, and I want to preach on running the race, shaken but not forgotten. Running the race, shaken but not forgotten. As we see here in the Word of God, we see the writer of Hebrews is talking to the Jews, and he's just speaking to them about two holy mounts. There's Mount Sinai that he's speaking about here in verse 18. At that holy mount, that one that was a dark, it was burning with fire, a blackness and darkness and tempest. That's the setting. We can see the setting of the law as he set it up here. And he said there was a sound of a trumpet and a voice of words. And you remember the story. The people come in and they said, Moses, he said, you go up and you talk with God, but don't let him talk to us because he scares us to death. I want to say we're living in a day and hour at the Word of God ought to scare us to death. Amen. It ought to get us attention. It ought to shake us in our shoes. The Word of God is so real and it's powerful and it's alive and it's vibrant and it's that ever-present help that we need today. And without it, we would be lost and undone and on our way to a devil's hell. But I thank God tonight that He cared enough for me and He cared enough for you to come down to where you were, and He brought us His Word and He gave it to us in 66 books. About 40 authors compiled this blessed old book and give it to me and you that we'd have it, praise God, as a roadmap, a guide unto God. But he says that it was so terrible, they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. He said, Moses, hey, you go up and listen to God, see what He's got to say, and you come tell Him. But we don't want God to speak to us. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I'm living a day and hour, Brother Jeff, in New Testament time, praise God. I want God to speak to me. And He speaks to us through the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We just got to be willing. And Brother Rex will say, well, we just got to be willing every now and then just to stop and listen. Amen. Sometimes we need to, hey, you young people, sometimes you need to just stop what you're doing and listen to God. Because He won't steer you wrong. If the God's speaking your heart, if you've been saved, God will speak your heart. Let me just rephrase, say it that way. If we've been born again, God will speak to our heart. And sometimes we just need to stop and listen to God. It'll keep you out of a world of hurt. Amen. It'll keep you out of a world of hurt. Mamas, daddies, me and you, pray God, we need to stop listening to God. Amen. Because if not, if we ever care, our old tongue will get us. It's an unruly evil. Amen. Brother Rex, I was thinking about that over in the book of James when Brother Rex was talking about that. We need to be careful with what we say. Amen. We're all apt to say things that's hurtful. But praise be to God, there's a God of glory that'll help us if we'll stop and listen. These folks here told Moses, said, hey, we want you to go talk to God and then talk to us. But we don't want God to talk to us. And then Moses, the Bible says here in verse 20, he said that they wasn't even able to approach unto God. He said, even if they was a beast, come up to approach to God to touch that mountain. He said, they'd be stoned or thrust through with a dart. They couldn't come into that place. Amen. Speaking that place of the law. So many restrictions, so many things that they'd put up in front that we had to try to overcome in order to get to God. Amen. So many things that we had to try to do. So many difficulties that we had to surpass to get to God. The Bible says in verse 21, and so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. A great man of God. Amen. Moses, hey, praise God, I thank God for Moses. But he said he feared and quaked. He was afraid or frightened when he stood before a holy God. Amen. There were some things that he had to overcome in the presence of God. He had to overcome his fear in order to go up before God. I want to say, praise God, we ain't got nothing to fear in God. Amen. Only thing we have to fear is this old wicked flesh that we have and this world which we live in. He was overcome by the presence of God and that he feared and he shook. But praise God, God's an overcoming God. He helps us overcome those fears, praise God. Amen. When I was an old lost sinner, amen, it bothered me to sit in a pew. Amen. When I was an old lost sinner, praise God, it bothered me for an old man of God to preach on hell. It bothered me for some man of God to stand up and say, thus says the word of God. It bothered me when he said, you know what? This is the way God says we should do it. This is the way God said you should live it. It bothered me. Amen. It shook me in my frame. But praise God, when God, after God saved me, praise the Lord, he begins to speak to tell me these things, and I just bow my head and say, yes, Lord. Amen. You're right. Amen. Glory be to God. You know what? It makes all the difference. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because I'm not afraid of nothing. He's my heavenly Father, praise God, and he tells me what's right, praise God, and I just follow him. Amen. I got a reverent fear. I don't want to break his heart. I don't want to bring a reproach on the name of my God. Amen. But for as feared him like I used to, amen, I don't fear him that way no more. Amen. I fear him like I used to my mom and my daddy when they said, you don't do this. Praise God, when I got down the road a little ways, got out of their sight, and I started to do it, amen, it was something come in my heart. It was something they planted in my head. Said, if you do that, I'm going to wear your hind end out. Amen. They got my attention. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, did your parents spank you? Not as much as I deserved. Amen. I deserved a whole lot more than I got. But praise God, the ones that I got, praise God, got my attention. Amen. Praise the Lord. My daddy told me one time, said, son, you get arrested, thrown in jail. Don't call me to get you out. I didn't put you in there. Amen. I took that to heart. There's a time or two that I was close. Now, I'm just being honest. I was a mean little boy just like yous are. Amen. All sin comes short, but praise God, I knew my limitations. I knew what I could get. And I knew when if I got in trouble, I knew my daddy was going to wear me out. Amen. Praise God, when I do things I'm not supposed to do, I know my God's going to give me a whip and he's going to show me. Amen. To encourage my heart, get me back on that right path because he loves me. Amen. Moses, he stood before God with fear and trembling. Praise God. Why? Because he was God. Amen. He recognized God of glory. Amen. But they're telling the authors here, saying, he said, you're not going up to Sinai. He said, you're not going up to get the law. He said, praise God, you're coming up to a place of grace. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for grace. Amen. When I deserve justice, I praise God, mercy answered. I praise God, and grace showed up in an abundant fashion. Amen. When I believed in faith, God saved my soul. Amen. Praise God, I put my trust in Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about running this race, shaken but not forgotten. In verse 22, He said, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're not coming up to that Mount of Law, but praise God, He's coming. He said, you're coming to that heavenly mount. Amen. He said, you're coming before the throne of grace. He said, you're coming to a place where God can help your heart, and He can minister to you, and He can show you the good things of God. He don't just tell you a whole bunch of stuff and you got to do this and do this and do this. He said, praise God. He come up to Brother Bill and Grace and he says, glory be to God. He said, hey, are we going to do this together? Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I'm going to come alongside you and I'm going to help you through this thing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You see the difference in grace and the law? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Grace, praise God, because Jesus died for the sins of the world. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying here? I'm saying we've come to something here that is amazing. See, we're running this race, shaken but not forgotten, because praise God, the Bible says here, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. He said, we're coming to a place. Guess who's awaiting at that place? It's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He's there, praise God, Brother Andrew, at the top of that ladder to receive those. Glory be to God that the angels administered up to Him. Praise God, forever and forever. Amen. Jesus is waiting there. But you are come unto Mount Zion. Where unto a holy city of a living God. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I'm glad Holy Ghost God don't give us no illusions about where we're going when we get out of here. Amen. Hey, we're running a race, praise God. Hey, praise God, having run all one of these days, praise the Lord, we're going to be there. And the Lord's going to be awaiting there for us. Amen. When we get there. Praise the Lord. He said, but you come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. That heavenly Jerusalem, praise God. That place prepared for a prepared people. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine? Can you picture it? Amen. As we ascend up through there, guess who's going to escort us in? Amen. You say, well, Brother Andrew's song, I don't know how accurate it was. Look what God says. It says, and to an innumerable company of angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister those who believe? Amen. Praise God. And he said, hey, listen. He said, there's a heavenly host. Praise God. Hey, listen, it's on our side. Amen. And they're ministering to us. Praise God. And said, while the Lord's awaiting for us there, they're ministering to us and through us. Praise God. Giving us that help that we need. An innumerable company. Can't even count them. Only God knows how many there is. Amen. And it only took one to defeat the whole Assyrian army in one night. Put them to flight. Hey, he didn't even have to whoop them. All he done is just done some rumbling and a shaking, praise God, and they hit the trail. Amen. Hey, they didn't even stop to get their victuals or their donkeys or their camels, either one. Praise God. They lit out on their feet. They come out of this tent and they left everything behind. Why? Because God began to shake some things up and they began running. Amen. The Bible says that them old lepers went down there and they said, well, let's just go down there to the Assyrians and said, we'll just give ourselves up. He said, what have we got to lose? Said, we're going to die of starvation in this leprosy. We go down there and we'll just give ourselves up to the Assyrians and maybe they'll have compassion on us. Maybe they'll just throw us out a few crumbs of bread. Maybe they'll let us scrounge around outside the camp and get up the scraps. But you know the story, they got down there. They got down there to where the Assyrian army was camped and they looked around and they thought, well, they said, okay, boys, this is it. It's an ambush. Yeah, they're hiding out in the bushes and the thickets. And when we get down there in the camp, they're going to come out on us and we're going to be toast. But they said, well, it don't matter. It don't matter. We're going to die anyway. So they went on down there. Can you see it? They went on down in there to the camp. They got down there and There wasn't a soul there. I mean, they wasn't a soul. No, they couldn't find nobody. They went plumb out to the edge of the camp. They thought, well, they're about to be out here hiding in the bushes somewhere. They said, hey, we see you. They didn't see nothing. Why? Because them Assyrians, praise God, they took flight. They went out of there, praise the Lord. Why? Because the angels of glory, praise God Almighty, done some shaking, praise God. And he put some fear in some ungodly people. Amen. And them old fellas, you know the rest of the story. They went in there and they got all they could eat, stuffed their bellies full, and they said, you know what? We better go tell the king. And we'll be in deep trouble if he finds out we down here having us a time and we ain't told nobody. Amen. Like he done told them about what was going to take place down there when that took place. Said there was going to be an old fellow that was there by the gate. He's going to be, he said, hey, probably tomorrow. He said, they're going to have food aplenty. He said, but you ain't going to get none. He said, you're going to die here before the gate. Guess what? When they found out there's a bunch of food, said by the Bible says that they trampled over him and he died by the gate. Amen. Why? Because God was a shaking things up. Amen. He said, he's a good God of glory. He's an innumerable company of angels, praise God. I want to say, there's more for us than there is against us. Amen. 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 If you've got one angel on your side, praise God, you've got all you need. Amen. Praise the Lord. But all this, why Jesus is watching over it. Can you see this? Paul said, it's a whole lot better than the law. It's grace. Amen. He said, it's come down to men, praise the Lord. And he said, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Amen. He said, those born again believers, praise God. Amen. Hey, he said, it's come down to where we live, glory to God. To those born again believers, those that accepted Lord Jesus Christ. The church of the firstborn. How do you know? Because he said, which are written in heaven. Amen. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about those blood-bought saints of God, praise God, that's got their name written in the Lamb books of life, praise God. The Lamb's book of life where your name's printed down. Amen. Written down, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, writes them himself. Amen. The precious blood of the Lamb. And he ain't got no, Brother Bill says he ain't got no eraser, praise God. Hey, we've been blood bought, praise God. We've been blood called, amen. We've been blood paid for, praise God. It's the blood, it's the blood, it's the blood of the Lamb. He said there's an innumerable of company, praise God, that's going to escort some folks in, amen. Glory be to God. And Jesus is at the top of the ladder, praise God, waiting for them to get there. Amen. One of these days in a little while. Amen. These people that say, well, preacher, I don't believe in that old bloody religion. Amen. I don't believe in old bloody religion either. I believe in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Religion send people to hell, but praise God, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it saves old sinners. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said he present them blood-bought saints. Amen. Innumerable angels watching over those blood-bought saints. Preserving us, praise God, keeping us, man. Ministering to us, Lord God. Giving us that we need. Showing us the right way. Helping us along this journey. I wonder how many times God intervenes in our lives. I wonder how many times somebody's going down the road 65, 70 mile an hour and they're trying to text and everything else on their phone and they go to weave over and the good hand of God reaches down there and goes, I wonder how many times, praise God, one of these little old young'uns is running and they get to a preface where they getting ready to fall off and be maimed or hurt or tore up and just God Almighty all of a sudden reaches down and just trips their little old foot and they fall, they skin their elbow, but they're still around. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes we take so much for granted, but praise God, there's a great big God who's taking care of His people even tonight. We see Him, bless God. At General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn. Those written in heaven. Amen. He said, didn't he? But now notice here, he said, but you are come. He's talking about where we're coming to. Amen. He's talking about what we're coming for. Praise the Lord. He said, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. You got them Old Testament saints, them New Testament saints, you got them Old Testament saints, praise God, they was looking to the cross. Amen. God said, reach down with that perfected hand of God. Praise God. And when He said it was finished, praise God, that faith was not in vain. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints, glory be to God. Praise God. He's not going to hinder none of them from getting in. And then all those that believed in faith, looking to the cross, praise God. Amen. The Bible said Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. I've heard people say, well, them Old Testament saints, they died and went into the earth, and they'll never come out. I want to say, praise God, they done did. Amen. When Jesus come out of there, when Jesus got up, praise God, they said they was, things was a shaking there in Jerusalem. Praise God, they had run a race. They was faithful to God. And said when things began to shake in Jerusalem on that day, when he said, it's finished. Amen. I believe it shook some of them awake. Amen. They said, what? They sat up, said, you hear that? So there's some shaking going on. Amen. And praise God. Wasn't long, praise the Lord, they come out of there. Praise God, can you imagine? Said they seen them walking around, praise God. Said, could you imagine somebody get over there, Brother X, he said, ain't that old Uncle Harry? No, he died. It looks just like him. Looks like Uncle Harry to me. Well, there's old Joe. Boy, he used to love God. No, it can't be. It is. Amen. I'd recognize him anywhere. Amen. Why? Because he had that glow about him. He had God all over him. Amen. Praise God. Bible says one of these days we're going to be known as we were known. Amen. I believe the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, is going to reflect through us so bright, praise God, that it's going to amaze people around us, and we're going to recognize each other as children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And innumerable saints, innumerable angels accompany, assembled, praise God. God is the judge of all. And the spirits of just men made right. Amen. You see this playing out? You see this contrast that we've got here? We've got a contrast between Sinai, Mount Sinai and the law and the grace of God. I don't know about you, praise God, I'd take grace of God any day over the law. Amen. Boy, I tell you, those Jews are blinded. They're still trying to fulfill the law. And amen, they ain't doing none of it now. They ain't even offering up the sacrifices. That's required. They're just waiting. I don't know, they're waiting on something. And they don't even know what. They're blinded. They can't see. But praise God, I'm glad today, glory to God, that we can see Jesus, that He's real. Amen. We can see the help and the hope that He has to give us even this evening. Bless His holy name. But they thought they would return to this Judaism to escape persecution. Persecution was rampant. Amen. Persecution's coming back. Amen. Hey, I won't say it never has went away. There's always been people all over the world, somewhere, sometime, every day, somebody's being persecuted for the cause of Christ. Amen. Somebody somewhere today was persecuted. They're going in now into schools, in the hospitals, and just killing Christians. They're just trying to do a good work. And that we don't do nothing about it. Boy, we ought to pray for Christians around the world. Pray God to help them. Praise the Lord. They go in, they say, are you a Christian? And they said, yes, I am. Boy, it'd be real easy to say, no, I don't believe that. But they say, yes, I am. And they say, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for me. He's my Savior. Praise God. You reckon you could do that? He said, listen, he said, this is far greater than the persecution that you'll have to endure. Praise God. The marvels of the blessings that He has to bestow upon us are far greater, outweigh the temporal stuff that we have right now. Amen. The temporal's temporary. But praise God, we've got an eternal hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. How do we have that? He said in verse 24, He said, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Amen. He said, we have a mediator. In other words, the mediator of a new testament. A testament isn't in effect till after you're dead. You've deceased. But He said, Jesus is the mediator of the new testament, the new covenant. You know what that means? That He's the executor of the estate. Amen. You know what the executor of the estate does? The executor of the estate, He's the one that determines who gets what. Amen. and said he's the mediator. He's the executor of the state. He's the one that's going to determine who gets what. Gives you a whole lot more of incentive to follow him, don't it? Amen. To look to him. That's why he said he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the one that'll finish it up, praise God, and he's the one that'll pass out the rewards. He's the executor, mediator of the state. That's the Lord Jesus. That's who he is. And he does, praise God, he does it through the blood. Amen. Yeah. See, these people that say there's nothing to the blood, they're crippled too high for crutches, because, praise God, it's through the blood, it's through faith in the blood that was shed on Calvary, praise God, that we get in. It's through faith, praise God. It's through faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was shed on Calvary. That's all that matters. That's where our faith is. It's in that blood that He shed on Calvary. Amen. 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 Because that through the mediator, that mediation process, He covered our sins. Amen. Amen. He took sin, He became sin. That knew no sin became sin for us. Took on mine and your sins, praise God, went to the cross of Calvary and shed His blood. Amen. For the sins of mankind. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, brother Andrew. He shed His blood for us, praise God. So He said what He's doing for us here, praise God. Said He's waiting there for us, praise God, as a mediator, executor to the state, to price out that's been accepted through the blood. If it was anything else, praise God, He'd say, well, you didn't live up to your end. But praise God, He said it's not about living up there. It's about the blood that we accept that was shed on Calvary. Amen. It's the blood that makes the difference. Amen. It's what our Christian faith is about. It's about the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. Amen. Said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's no way to put those sins behind if blood hadn't been shed. But praise God, He shed His blood. So that through that blood, praise God, he could write a new covenant. Amen. It's called a New Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our mediator, our executor of our state. Bless His holy name. And to Jesus, the mediator of new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh. Now listen to this, better things. See, this is the whole theme. This word right here, better. This word better is the whole theme of the book of Hebrews. Amen. He said it's all about that's better than the other. It's all that took the place that became, that supersedes it, praise God. That's far better than anything we've had before. Amen. It's something that we can build upon. But He said it's better. He speaks better things than that of Abel. He said those animals, those beasts that were slain, I mean, when they was offering, I've told you before, when they was offering sacrifices in Jerusalem, I mean, they was blood flowing all the time. I mean, it was just a literal river of blood from those animals, thousands upon thousands of animals that was slaughtered every day. Amen. For the remission, for forgiveness of sin, that would just push them back a little ways. But He said, praise God, one day they was a lamb without spot and without blemish. Praise God, He come to that altar and He offered up Himself. Amen. And when His blood flowed, praise God, it flowed once for all. Praise God, and because of that blood flowed, He said, we have a better covenant, a better relationship. Amen. So because of that, amen, He said, here you've come. He said, you've come to the mount. Said, you've come to Mount Zion, you've come to this, you've come through a great company of angels, you've come to in the presence of the Lord, you come as the firstborn, those blood-bought saints. Amen. You've come through the blood. Amen. And he said, verse 25, He said, seeing that you refuse not Him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused Him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from Him that speaketh from heaven. Amen. So what we see here, Brother Andrew, is Sinai, Mount Sinai and the law versus the gospel. Amen. We see Mount Sinai versus the gospel. We see the law and sin if we can live it. But I want to say, praise God, we can't live it without the liver. It takes the Lord Jesus Christ living in our heart to help us, to convert us, to make us what He wants us to be. And it's the gospel, praise God. It's the words of Jesus. It's the testimony that He left, praise God, of Himself that gives us the power and the strength, praise God, to persevere in this world which we live, to have the strength, praise God, to go on in this life. Because we're looking to something far better. Amen. The whole thing is something's better, praise God. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's waiting on us at the other side. Amen. Glory be to God. Expect until we get there in the presence of a holy God. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, He's telling us here not to be ignorant of that voice. Don't be ignorant of that voice. That voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is that voice? You remember when Cain rose up and slew Abel, his brother? And Jesus said, where's your brother at? And he says, am I my brother's keeper? What did God say? He said, his blood crieth. The life of the body is in the blood. Amen. The life of the body is in the blood. He said, his blood crieth from the earth. Praise God. He cries to me. I know where he's at. You can't fool me. You might be religious, but you're not godly. Amen. But he said, hey, listen. Hey, God says, hey, you know what? Just as God heard that, he said, how much more can we stand accountable when we disregard the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ? What is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ? It's the blood, praise God, that's speaking to our hearts. Amen. The voice of the Lord Jesus, it's not all that he said. It's all that he done, all he accomplished. It's finished. Amen. It's that blood, praise God. If you're born again, you're blood bought. Amen. Amen. It's the blood that speaks to your heart. Because you recognize and realize that Jesus loved you enough to die for you. Amen. And when we accept that blood, amen. You know what's wrong with the church today? You know what's wrong, Brother Robert? We forgot about the blood. Amen. Without the blood, we cannot get forgiveness. But when we accept the blood that Jesus shed, how He was beaten, how He was bruised, and how that riveted side, how that blood flowed out. Amen. That give us an opportunity for salvation. Jesus made the way, praise God. He paved the way. He spoke, praise God, that we might hear. And His blood speaking to all the earth. Amen. Praise God. So if we turn away from Him that speaketh from heaven, He's still speaking. He's speaking through that blood, whose voice then shook the earth, but now He hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm not going to just shake the earth. He prayed. God said, when I'm going to shake it up, He said, I'm going to shake up the whole thing. Amen. You remember what He said over there in Isaiah 13? Isaiah 13, He's fixing to give them some instruction what's going to take place in just a little while. Amen. In the tribulation, at the end of this thing, Revelation chapter 13:13, the Bible says, therefore I will shake the heavens and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of His fierce anger. Amen. One of these days, He said, God's going to shake it up. Hey, listen, folks, I tell you what, if America don't straighten up, let me just rephrase, if we don't straighten up and try to live right and plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of these days, God's going to shake us up. But praise God, I'm glad that God don't stop there. Over in the book of Joel, chapter 3, book of Joel, chapter 3, and verse 16, the Bible said, the Lord also shall roar out of Zion. Amen. This place we're talking about. Amen. And utter His voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. Amen. You hear that? God said, I'm going to shake. He said, in my wrath, He said, I'm going to shake it up. But, that's the next word. Amen. But, He said, but the Lord will be the hope of His people and the strength of the children of Israel. Amen. God said, I'm going to shake it up. But He said, praise God, the Lord God Almighty is going to be the strength of His people. Those that's been born again, praise God, that's pleading the blood. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's where. And he said, he's going to be the hope of his people and the strength of his children. Amen. He said, those born again believers, glory be to God, when he shakes this thing up. Amen. When things go to shaking, glory be to God, if things go to quaking and fear falls on mankind, praise God, I believe he's going to say, come up hither. And we're going to go away. Be with him. Those that's blood bought, praise the Lord. Amen. Why is he going to do this? Because he can. He also speaks of that in Matthew 24:29 and Luke 21:26 about how he's going to shake things up at the end of the thing. Amen. Hey, you listen. We're seeing all around this world. He said there's all kinds of things. Brother John mentioned, I believe this morning, all these diverse things happening all around the world. All these earthquakes and all these hurricanes. This past week, a whole city was destroyed by a great earthquake. I mean, a almost a mile wide earthquake come through and just totally annihilated. I mean, it's gone. A whole city. Amen. You think God can't? I won't say God can. Amen. 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 He can. He can. Just that quick. But listen, what he's going to do for me and you, and I'm done. He said, and in those things which cannot be shaken, he said, and this word, verse 27, yet once more, signifieth the removing those things that are shaken. Amen. He's going to get rid of those things that can be shaken. Amen. Those things that's not real stable, God's going to get rid of them. But listen what he goes on and says, as of things that are made. Amen. Just things that are made, things ain't of God. But listen what he says. He said that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Amen. I want to say, praise God, the things of God, the kingdom of God, it'll never be shaken. Amen. It'll stand solid forever, praise God. He said, wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace. Amen. Whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Amen. He said, we receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. And he said, let us have grace. You know what that is? Grace is that strength for endurance. That's that comes from God. He said, let's receive it. Let's listen to God. Amen. And fear him. Amen. Praise God. In anticipation of that coming of the Lord, that coming kingdom, he said, acceptable with reverence and fear, godly fear. Amen. He said, in other words, he said, let's just continue to render glad service with godly fear. Glad service unto God, who's made provisions for me and you. Amen. Against that final judgment that's coming. Amen. That final judgment that's coming. And then he said, for our God is a consuming fire. That final judgment is fire. Amen. He said, the earth's going to melt with a fervent heat. Amen. God's getting it ready. You noticed? Amen. Yeah, Brother Ralph, you noticed all up and down the sides of the road, all the broom sage? Have you ever seen a big field of broom sage when it catches on fire? It's gone. I mean, just that quick. If you got broom sage around your house, you better get you some lime. You better test your soil. Get rid of it. Because you get a yard full of broom sage, somebody comes by and throws out a cigarette, everything around will be gone. But everywhere you look, broom sage is growing everywhere. That old broom sage taking over. I told my mother the other day, it's trying to get in our pastures and our fields because all the neighbors around us quit farming. Huh? They quit farming. They quit fertilizing. Their soils got poor. And guess what? Broom sage likes poor soil. Amen. It likes poor soil. But you put the lime on it, you sweeten it up, it can't live there. But everywhere around, it's growing. It's coming on. Why? I told my mother, I said, God's getting ready. She said, what do you mean? I said, look at all this broom sage. I said, he's getting ready to melt this thing with a fervent heat. Amen. He's going to melt it, and then he's going to rejuvenate it, praise God, and he's going to make it like it was supposed to be in the beginning. Praise God. Amen. And Jesus is sitting there waiting for it to happen. Amen. Can you see this? Can you see this playing out? Praise God. He said, it's all about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. Amen. It's about those ministering spirits that's there to minister for the saints of God, for brothers and sisters in Christ, those that's accepted that blood-bought way. Amen. That glorious day to God, he said, he's a consuming fire. One of these days, all this old wickedness will be burnt up. Amen. I told me and Samantha was sitting on the porch the other night, and me and her was talking about things that's happening and stuff. And I told her, we was talking about how, you know, this is just God. Amen. And so how this is just God. And everything that we do other than what we do for God ain't going to matter. It ain't going to matter. Because the only thing that matters when we stand before Him is what we did for the Lord. The only thing that'll matter. All these other things irrelevant. They won't matter. They'll all be burned up like wood, hay, and stubble. Amen. Praise God. But I want that good gold that's purified by the fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's that standing with God, walking with God, reverencing God. He said what we need to do is just be glad in service that we have in a reverent fear of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad today that we're not living under the law. We're living under grace. As the writer to Hebrews was closing out here in chapter 12, he said, you know what? He said all this way, I've talked to you through the whole book about the difference between, about this law that you're trying to live. You're trying to go back to it. But he said, there's nothing to go back to. But the law's been fulfilled. Amen. It's all, the work's done been accomplished. And it's been accomplished in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know why people won't accept that? Amen. You know why? It's too simple. Amen. I got to thinking that study, didn't I, Brother David? The reason they won't accept the Lord Jesus Christ in that blood-bought way is because it's too simple. I've told you time and time again, if I give you a list of 100 things that you had to do in order to get to heaven, and if you do every one of these, you're a shoo-in. You'll march right into glory, no obstructions. And buddy, we'd be getting us a list, and praise God, we'd be going through one at a time, and we'd be doing it and checking it off. But the Bible says all we got to do is trust in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that He shed for us on Calvary, praise God, and we're in. Amen. And every step of the way, as we're running this race, He's there to help us. Every step till we get there. It don't make no sense, but it's human nature. Praise the Lord. But praise God, we can get in through Him. Paul said, it's not about the law. The law's finished. He said, the Lord's finished it for us. Amen. Ain't that a marvelous thing tonight?